May the Lord keep your heart steady in His peace, no matter what is going on around you. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Well, my dear ones, I felt very strongly that I needed to warn you about what is being done to cause violence in the streets and even in the schools and homes. CERN in Switzerland has harvested something called dark matter. Dark matter is the name we give to all the mass in the universe that remains invisible, and there's a whole lot of it. Research suggests that about 70% of the universe is composed of dark energy, while the remaining 25% is composed of a mysterious substance known as dark matter. In fact, cosmologists know just that dark matter feels gravity and clusters together, but it is not gravity. This substance has the ability to cause ordinary people to become extremely violent, and it is being used by the dark hats to start riots and cause people with issues to completely override their common sense in order to act out their fury. I believe it has been used in every part of the world where violent mass murders and fighting are taking place. It sends out a vibration that creates fury and rage in normal people so that they lose their normal faculties of reason, completely overpowered by rage. My dear ones, I want you to understand that the black hats are using this to turn whites against blacks, Orientals, and any ethnic origin different from their own. Do not respond to this. But how, you ask? Simply, with love. It sounds simple, but it is not. It takes the Holy Spirit's power to keep us from acting on these evil vibrations. If you understand where this hate and rage is coming from, you do not have to partake of it. If you plainly see that you are being provoked, you do not have to respond in like kind. A Christian soul does not have to be subject to this. Just imagine Jesus on the cross with people shaking their fist, spitting on him, and calling him all kinds of names. He had the power in that moment to cause fire to come down out of heaven and consume them all. Rather, he loved them and prayed for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord Jesus, how do we stay calm in such situations? I know it is love that will keep us from responding with evil, but how do we accomplish that? Jesus began, "To answer your question, I would start by imagining me on the cross, being tormented by refusing to react with hatred, only with love and compassion. You must see things as they really are. Satan's agenda is to steal your souls. If you can see that clearly, that is half the battle. The hatred does not come from people reviling you. It comes from the demons. Your focus on the people needs to be in brotherly love while you rebuke the demons. The vibration of this dark matter is so intense that it easily overpowers those who are weak. They are to be pitied because they are being manipulated. You, on the other hand, have control over your reactions. Once you realize the dynamics of what is happening and where it is coming from, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you." And that was the end of the Lord's message. Here are some new developments with COVID from Singapore, Ministry of Health. Singapore has become the first country in the world to perform an autopsy, post-mortem, of the COVID-19 body. After a thorough investigation, it was discovered that COVID-19 does not exist as a virus, but rather as a bacteria that has been exposed to radiation and causes human death by clotting in the blood. It was found that COVID-19 disease causes blood clots, which leads to blood clotting in humans and causes blood to clot in the veins, making it difficult for a person to breathe because the brain, heart, and lungs cannot receive oxygen, causing people to die quickly. To find the cause of the shortage of the respiratory power, doctors in Singapore did not listen to World Health Organization protocol and performed an autopsy on COVID-19. After doctors opened and carefully examined the arms, legs, and other parts of the body, they noticed that the blood vessels were dilated and filled with blood clots, which impeded blood flow and also reduced the flow of oxygen in the body, causes the death of the patient. After learning about this research, Singapore's Ministry of Health immediately changed the COVID-19 treatment protocol and gave aspirin to its positive patients. I started taking 100 milligrams and Iromac. As a result, patients began to recover and their health began to improve. Singapore's Ministry of Health evacuated more than 14,000 patients in one day and sent them home. After a period of scientific discovery, doctors in Singapore explained the method of treatment by saying that the disease was a global hoax. It is nothing but intravascular coagulation, blood clots, and a method of treatment. Antibiotic tablets, anti-inflammatory, and take anticoagulants like aspirin. This indicates that the disease can be cured. According to other Singapore scientists, ventilators and an intensive care unit, ICU, were never needed. Protocols for this purpose have already been published in Singapore. China already knows this, but it has never released its report. Share this information with your family, neighbors, acquaintances, friends, and colleagues so they can shake off the fear of COVID-19 and realize that this is not a virus, but a bacteria that has only been exposed to radiation. Only people with very low immunity should be careful. This radiation also causes inflammation and hypoxia. Victims should take aspirin, 100 milligrams, and Apronik or paracetamol, 650 milligrams. Well, dear ones, this is something new, and I am sure there is some substance to it. But I would also still recommend ivermectin, because it has been proven. Also, since the issue is blood clotting, I know from past experience that people have used ginkgo as a blood thinner, as well as aspirin. The Lord cover you with His protection, dear ones. Amen.